PRI, Public Radio International.
2 hours of edge-of-your-seat music-making with music from improvisers and geniuses. You'll hear Composer of the Year, Philadelphia-born Mason Bates, with his White Lies for Lomax, inspired by a wisp of a tune from the blues, a piano-driven homage to ethnomusicologist Alan Lomax, Maurice Ravel's masterfully energetic Concerto in G for piano and orchestra, featuring Gabriela Montero, who often invites the audience to suggest a tune for improvisation. There's Richard Wagner's opera Parsifal with the Good Friday spell from the final act of a 5-hour opus. And to close, Felix Mendelssohn, his Symphony No. 5 in D minor, opus 107, Reformation. I'm Jim Cunningham. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, made possible by Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlow University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. The recordings created by Alan Lomax survive today on 78 RPM discs, gathered from his travels all over the American South, coming as close to Pittsburgh as the bordering state of West Virginia. Lomax recorded folk songs, roots music. It was the inspiration for American composer Mason Bates in tonight's opening music, White Lies for Lomax. Guest conductor James Gaffigan told me Bates' bluesy piece complements the natural finesse of Gabriela Montero's piano.
I knew that Gabriela Montero was available and she wanted to play either one of two pieces. And in the end, we chose a Ravel G major, which I agree with because she's an incredible musician, great rhythm, and a great sense of jazz also in improvisation. So I think a good pairing was to open up the program with the Mason Bates, White Lies for Lomax, which focuses on these little kind of inklings of blues rhythms and little fragments of blues from Alan Lomax, who's ethnomusicologist who traveled to the South to gather this information. So those two next to each other seem to work quite well.
Composer Mason Bates described what he had in mind with his White Lies for Lomax.
Alan Lomax is a very famous ethnomusicologist who went into the Deep South and recorded the earliest blues musicians. And in doing so, he really documented a kind of soul of the land. This piece is a kind of dreamy homage to his work in preserving those wonderful old melodies that some of the earliest blues musicians would sing or play on the guitars. The piece actually began life as a solo piano work, but it has so much going on in it, including at one point about 4 or 5 staves, that it ultimately became an orchestra piece. And in a way, the colors of the orchestra and bringing out, for example, all the sustained sound, these huge rolls that go through the piano, it's actually sort of more faithful to the material of the piece. You'll hear towards the very end of this piece an actual field recording of the earliest blues musicians singing a song called Dollar Mame. It floats in, and I really wanted to sort of have that kind of drift in like almost a memory or something and sort of drift away.
Here is James Gaffigan to lead the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, Mason Bates' White Lies for Lomax.
Thank you.
You heard James Gaffigan conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. White Lies for Lomax. It was the Heinz Hall premiere of music by Mason Bates. Mason Bates is in his second season as Composer of the Year in Pittsburgh. White Lies for Lomax was first heard in Walnut Creek, California on March 10, 2009, with the California Symphony conducted by Jerry Jakowski. Mason Bates was born in Philadelphia on January 23, 1977. I'm Jim Cunningham. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. After a successful tour of the United States in 1928, Maurice Ravel began working on his concerto in G less than a year later. He was motivated by his fruitful American travels. Unfortunately, all sorts of things got in the way of his new composition, and it wasn't until 1931 that he put down the pen after finishing his concerto. It's in three parts, equally bright vivacity and cool. Ravel's concerto in G for piano and orchestra starts with a rousing piccolo and ends with a similar sort of liveliness. There are lengthy passages of bluesy wistfulness in between. The Ravel concerto ends in a burst of energy and color, showcasing various jazz cornerstones like muted trumpet interjections and trombone slides. James Gaffigan told me the principal players will be busy.
In the woodwind solos, the bassoon solos, it makes people very stressed out, but in the end, it's really fun.
Will Gabriella do her improvising thing?
We hope so. If the audience keeps clapping, I'm sure she will. She's a genius at that kind of thing.
She improvised to Somewhere Over the Rainbow and several things, including, of course, the Pittsburgh Steelers fight song.
Oh!
The audience absolutely loved her for. But she said, is that all there is? Because there isn't much to the tune.
That's really
here
funny.
We go, Steelers. James Gaffigan, who's about to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony with Gabriella Montero in the Ravel Concerto in G. Our soloist loves the Ravel. It suits her improvisatory, jazzy spirit.
It's one of those pieces that is constantly provoking and constantly magical, and just the imagination in it is so unique, and you can do so many things with it every time you find and discover little jewels in it.
It starts with a bang, with the whip crack, you're off.
Yeah,
And you really hear the love of jazz that Ravel had. He came to this country, heard some jazz in clubs, and we've got nice moments with all the winds and brass, the trombones always breaking in on you at one point or another.
Oh yeah, the brass section is definitely under toes, and it's a piece that, of course, I mean, Ravel's friendship with Gershwin is very audible in this piece, and it's a very a groovy, jazzy, sensual, but classical piece with a bit of everything in it.
And in the middle movement, the slow movement, it's so poetic and lovely. There's a magic moment of classical music.
Absolutely gorgeous. And the way the piano begins and kind of coaxes the orchestra, you know, to join. And it's such an intimate moment of it's, I think it's like a page and a half of just piano. And it's so loving and tender and wonderful.
Here is Gabriella Montero with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. James Gaffigan conducts the Concerto in G by Maurice Ravel. Thank you. You heard Maurice Ravel's Concerto in G for piano and orchestra. Gabriella Montero, our soloist with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by James Gaffigan. Marguerite Long gave the first performance of the Ravel Concerto on January 14, 1932. The composer conducted the Lamoureux Orchestra. The first performance in Pittsburgh of Ravel's Concerto featured Leonard Bernstein playing the piano with Vladimir Bakalinnikov conducting. That was on January 14, 1945. Nazi forces were beginning to run out of gas as the Second World War entered its final days. Tanks were abandoned where they stood. At home, the most popular three songs on the chart: Accentuate the Positive, sung by Johnny Mercer and the Pied Pipers, followed by two hits for Sammy Kaye and his orchestra, Always and You Always Hurt the One You Love. Gabriella Montero knows the popular songbook, and she plans on inviting the audience to suggest a tune that she can use for improvisation.
Thank you so much. It's been a few wonderful days here, back with this wonderfully beloved orchestra and with my friend James, and it's such a pleasure to make music like this. And now I would like to improvise for you, which, as some of you know, is something that I always do. So, thank you. And in the context of an encore after a concerto, I like to ask the public to contribute to the improvisation. And by that, I mean, what? Sorry? Okay, they already know what's coming. Can you sing me a theme that's well known? I'll play it a few times and off I'll go. So what is that song? Sweet Georgia Brown. Can you sing it to me? Yeah? And that's something that everyone knows, right? Except me. All right, that's fine. If you can sing it, I will play it. Yeah? If somebody, or maybe somebody in the orchestra can play it. Sweet Georgia Brown. Okay. Great. Yeah. Oh. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Right, eh? Thank you so much. Okay. Great. Okay.
pianist Gabriella Montero improvising on Sweet Georgia Brown after she played the Maurice Ravel Concerto in G. Sweet Georgia Brown was written in 1925 by Ben Burney and Maceo Pinkard. Gabriella Montero was born in Caracas, Venezuela. Her mom was American, dad Venezuelan. Gabriella was just 7 months old when her parents, at the insistence of her grandmother, placed a toy piano in her playpen that had been bought as a Christmas present for an older cousin. The young Gabriella immediately lifted her right index finger and went on to play individual notes.
Classical music was never really in my home until they realized they had this weird child who liked to play the piano when she was a baby.
And she put a piano in with you in the play area, yes? Is that true?
In my crib for my first Christmas when I was 7 months old, and she would sing to me at night. I took a long time to fall asleep, and so she'd be there, you know, poor mother, for hours. And then finally my parents realized that what I was doing at the piano was starting to play all of these songs by ear. So the beginnings of a very natural progression into a life of music, which was what I was meant to do.
Gabriella Montero, our guest at Heinz Hall this week. Later in this Pittsburgh Symphony broadcast, we'll have another improvisation from Gabriella. Stay tuned. I'm Jim Cunningham. Music by Richard Wagner is on the way, plus the Mendelssohn Reformation Symphony. Malia Turanjo is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony. Assistant conductors are Francesco Lecce-Chong and Andres Franco. Pittsburgh Symphony is always on the air on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel from the WQED.org website. There are archived concerts available on demand 24 hours a day. You'll find it by Googling Pittsburgh Concert Channel. Take a moment, drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Symphony paper binoculars, get them free while they last, with the Radio Guide, a complete list of concerts in the series. There are photographs of some of our soloists this season, including Gabriella Montero, and there's a Pittsburgh Symphony history, Manfred Honeck's biography. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. You can visit our website at psoradio.org or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio arrives from PRI, Public Radio International.